County Judge Gerald Robinson. And Judge Robinson, I know you, the whole county's had to be very busy since Sunday night.
Yes, it has. First of all, good morning. Yes, we have. We've been very busy. My crews have been out clearing debris from the roadways, and we've opened up about 20 roads in the county, and we're still working. Guys have been, I have to, kudos to my guys, and listen, I'm not just saying this because, they're under my leadership, but those guys have been working very, very hard, and, I want them to know that it certainly is appreciated by me and hopefully the citizens of the county. But we've had a lot of extensive damage from Humphrey to Pine Bluff and surrounding areas. But those guys have really been doing a great job of clearing debris and cutting trees up from across the road.
Yeah, I certainly haven't been all over Jefferson County, but my little pathways that I drive, I haven't really seen a whole lot of roads that have been blocked. Obviously, there has been a lot on some of the back roads.
Well, yes, we've had a lot of trees in the Sulphur Springs, Highway 54, Ridgeway, Middle Warren area. All those areas have been hit pretty hard, and we've had lines down. As a matter of fact, just on the next block behind my residence, we had a utility pole just snap in two, which carried a transformer. So just snapped in two.
I've seen a couple of those. I mean, that's unbelievable wind damage if one of those telephone poles snap.
Yes, very much so. Listen, this has been probably one of the worst straight line winds that I've ever encountered. Take upon the fact that we've had a lot of rain. The ground was very saturated, so a lot of trees, a lot of lines gave way. This is just, I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. We're going through quite a bit here in the state, over the country. Of course, when the storm hit, there was several lives lost in throughout several states. So, we've had a lot to try to deal with. But, hey, we're making it. We're moving on, and we're working hard, and we're trying to keep our citizens safe, and we're trying to make it convenient for our citizens to continue with their daily lives.
Well, on top of this, I mean, before the storm hit, obviously, I think it was a week ago, maybe 8 days ago, that you announced the first death in Jefferson County from the coronavirus, and now we're up to 6 in Jefferson County.
Yes, that's correct. And I'm still praying that people take notice to what is going on, stay at home, social distancing, do all those things necessary. Now, with the power outages, it has made us take a different look at things, simply because now, the places that you might want to go to get supplies and things of that nature, have been without power. I know there have been long lines at the gas pumps. There have been, long lines at some of the, the grocery stores if they were open. So it's been very difficult.
Yeah, on top of the social distancing. What about the power? Where do you think we stand across all of Jefferson County? Mayor Washington earlier this morning thought that the city of Pine Bluff, most people would be restored today. What about the people not in the city of Pine Bluff that are in Jefferson County?
Well, I'll give you, for instance, just out in the county, like Humphrey, I received a text message from Entergy that, power would most likely be restored, I think, the 17th. So that's still a couple of days from now. And so it's like that, around, the city of Pine Bluff and out in Jefferson County. So it is it was a lot of damage, just extensive. And we just got to work hard to hopefully take care of the inconveniences that people are having with the trees down and things of that nature. I think we've had, last count, talking with my Office of Emergency Management manager, which is Karen Blevins, we had 30, 40 homes damaged, and we're still counting. So a lot of debris on houses, power lines down, all of those things. And as a matter of fact, here, not too far from my home, a tree fell through Cypress Point Apartments, which here in Humphrey, and no deaths. But look, they were very blessed not to have been. I mean, I never seen anything like it. I mean, just crashed straight through.
Yeah, just tremendous damage. You're right. Just tremendous damage. The gentleman that died, that house, I went by and looked at that. I mean,
there was no way.
Unreal.
Yeah, it was just unreal. So it was very difficult just for the responders to remove the tree from the house to even get to him. So we had a lot of damage. I've already gave a verbal declaration for state aid, verbal declaration emergency for our county. And so we're working hard to get those things done that we need to do.
Do you need something from the governor?
Yes, from Adam, from the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management. So we have made that declaration. As a matter of fact, I made that declaration yesterday. And so we're moving forward for assistance. And so we're asking people to just be patient. We have limited manpower, so be patient with it. We're trying to get to everybody as quickly as possible. So we're just asking just people to be patient with it. And I know Entergy is working to get power restored. I've seen crews out working very hard to get those, get power to his residents. And so let's just continue to be patient, and we promise that we'll get to those needs of our citizens.
County Judge Gerald Robinson, thanks for jumping on this morning, Judge. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, anything else that comes up, please let us know. We'll forward it on through our websites and the radio stations that we have working just as soon as possible.
Yes, sir. I'll keep you posted.
Thank you. That's County Judge Gerald Robinson with us here this morning. Greg Horn, Will Jenkins.